Prophetic Message Unto the Whole House of Israel by Dr. Daryl G. Hunt. Ezekiel wrote about a time in the life of Israel where she was referred to as dry bones. Ezekiel chapter 37 reads, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live." The dry bones revived by God's breath represents the whole house of Israel. The whole house of Israel is made up of Jews and Gentiles. Galatians 6 and 15 reads, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." The circumcised refers to the Jews, and the uncircumcised refers to the Gentiles. But more importantly, the new creature described as his church eliminates the natural distinction between those born Jew or Gentile. Galatians 6 and 16 goes on to read, "And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be unto them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God." The Israel of God is the whole house of Israel. Of this house, John wrote in Revelation chapter 7 that he saw a number which no man can number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues who had come out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The nation of Israel consisted of 12 tribes. These 12 tribes represented the natural house of Israel. On the other hand, the church represented the spiritual house of Israel. God gave the law as a gift in the natural house of Israel that they might learn the ways of the true and living God. God's plan was for Israel to grow in grace and in the knowledge of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In due time, God sent his Son to lead the nation of Israel more perfectly in the things of the Spirit. Israel, however, as a nation did not receive God's Son, but a remnant did, and they preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. In blindness, leaders of the Jews and leaders of the Gentiles agreed to put Jesus to death by hanging him on a cross. After 3 days, Jesus arose from the dead as Christ, the wisdom and power of God. Of the nation of Israel, the remnant that received Christ became the spiritual house of God, also known as the church. Those that were in unbelief remained blind to Jesus as the Christ, and as a result, lacked the power of God. But the blindness was not permanent. Rather, it was only for a period of time until the understanding of the Gentiles became open. Paul was the apostle unto the Gentiles, and he preached Jesus Christ unto them every place he went. But before Paul died, the Gentiles had allowed false doctrines to enter into their churches. This was evidenced by the Corinthian church, who had allowed divisions among the flock, by the Galatian church, who received the Spirit by faith in Jesus Christ, but felt they could be made perfect by the flesh, and by some in the Colossian church who were guilty of pride and a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels. Prophetic message. We read in Romans 11 and 26, "And so all Israel shall be saved." The words "all Israel" are inclusive of the whole house of Israel. In other words, all who believe in God's Son shall be saved. The natural Israel did not keep God's law, and the church failed to maintain the holy standard of God, yielding to the authority of the Roman king, Constantine. Notwithstanding, the grace of God concluded them all in unbelief that he might have mercy upon all. What follows, therefore, in the prophetic message unto the whole house of Israel is a message for all of God's people, whether Jews or Gentiles. When Solomon built the temple of God, he declared that there was hope, not just for Israel, but for man. The Temple of Solomon was a sign of God's presence with Israel. God's house, however, was not just for Israel, but strangers were also welcomed, including Gentiles. When Israel sinned as a nation, hope appeared to diminish as God allowed Solomon's temple to be destroyed. In due course of time, when Israel once again submitted to God, he restored Solomon's temple, and in the process, restored hope for man. With the advent of the Holy Ghost, the promise God made to Israel regarding the pouring out of his Spirit upon all flesh was realized. God had him a new temple, the body of each believer. The collective bodies of God's people were called the church and were described as the body of Christ. Christ functioned as the head of the new creature called the church. Jesus Christ lived a sinless life in the earth, teaching disciples how to live the overcoming life. The disciples, representing the church or the body of Christ, walked in the overcoming power of Christ, as did their head. The Holy Ghost led them and guided them to all truth, but not all of the leaders of the church were as watchful as the apostles. By AD 312, while Constantine was emperor of Rome, the spiritual church leadership gave way to a natural church as the church leaders submitted to Constantine's authority. Since the time of Constantine, an impostor has sat in the temple claiming to be God and deceiving others with lying signs, wonders, and miracles. The once glorious church that had all things common, having the same mind and judgment, that turned the world upside down, morphed into a weak body of believers. This body preached multiple doctrines and adopted denominational creeds and engaged in all manner of sin. In the process, the Holy Ghost appeared to be rendered powerless. Fortunately, hope is not lost. God is now raising up a people to take back the ground surrendered to the impostor. It is a new day, and God's new day ministry is upon us. Much mercy has come our way. It is a time for the people of God to be reconciled, restored, and sustained in their walk before God. The Lord God has restored the temple of the Holy Ghost, raising up his Christ as a shield against the impostor. There is again hope for man. The overcoming power of the head is flowing mightily to the body. These two witnesses, Christ, the wisdom and power of God, and the church, walking in overcoming power of their Christ, guarantee hope for man. The message that I bring today is, there is hope for man. God has spoken by his prophet. Let him that has an ear hear the words of God, for these are the true sayings of God.
There's hope for man, for man. There's hope for man, all races, gender. Live a sweet life, you too can splendor. Dressed in white, we all take flight. And yeah, he comes like a thief in the night. He'll steal me away, put your hands up, raise up. First in the songs, in the praises, praise him. Bought with a price, no longer your own. Reap what you sow, so you wear what you sown. I was ripping, running, stunting. Trying to make a name for myself, fronting. Pride is blinding, so I'm reminding you that now is the perfect timing to rotate your focus, spiritual alignment. Get glorified in your spiritual assignment. Bishops, pastors, deacons, popes, lead your followers to Christ and know there's hope.
I was ripping and running. I should have seen this day coming. But I was so caught up, knew I was wrong. And didn't really care cause I thought I was grown. I had a dream last night. I saw you in my life. Thought I woke up in a sweat, but they were really tears. Thank you, love, for always being there.
Now it's a new day.
Before his throne, his truth became known. Now it's time to fess up. Now it's time to fess up. Then I really messed up. And allow his spirit to work through me. What's right and proper for the world to see.
Now it's a new day.
Now it's a new day.
Much mercy's come your way.
Much mercy's come your way.
When I think about your
man to believe in the midst of confusion. Say one thing, but that ain't what they doing. But in these times of diverse manners, grown folks seem to forget they manners. But by his will, his word is spoken. Every knee shall bow, every curse be broken. Reconcile, all hearts are open. All one body, so all are chosen.
There is hope for man. There is hope for man. There is hope for man.